Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I think all of us have survived somehow the holiday. Now, I've survived because nobody's killed me for kicking in their turkey or what have you, because obviously I don't believe that our national holiday should be what it is today. I mean, I understand there are all these traditions. I understand that there's, you know, a lot of pleasure involved. And I'm sure there are some people out there that don't enjoy Thanksgiving, like the turkeys and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, and I can't emphasize this enough, we've been so blessed with this Constitution. We've been so blessed with liberty that we're not sanctifying those blessings. And the only way we can truly do that is not by treating ourselves and having a party. The only way we can truly sanctify, and this is why we need to start figuring out how we can actually start, you know, providing some service, some sacrifice in sanctifying the blessings that we've had. If not, then we're going to continue to struggle. Now, I would probably venture to say that there are a few, because I do know a few that actually took the nerve or had the nerve to read the proclamation of the first Thanksgiving. I think that's great. That's a start. And as a matter of fact, it's a start to start having open and honest conversation with your family and friends and saying, you know, we've got this all wrong. We really need to start looking at how we can actually provide services to one another if we're truly giving thanks. It's not about, you know, self-serving. It should be serving others. Anyway, as you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org. I hope I don't have a speech impediment all day for this show. Anyway, you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. We don't do polished news. When we do news, it's about marketing. And today, pretty much, we're going to get into some marketing. But there are some things I haven't said in a while, and I'm going to get to those. But let me get through what I think is the important things, because I do want to recognize those who are doing a great job, who deserve some support. And as you know, Fortitude Financial Coaching, if you're out there, if you're looking for a coach, if you're looking for somebody to get in your corner to help you get disciplined, the only way you're going to be successful is you have to be committed. And so those people who say, okay, we're going to make these changes, and you really haven't put any, you know, any, I'll just say, skin in the game. You really haven't invested. It's just lip service. It's the same thing as putting lipstick on a pig. Quit doing that. Become successful in the things that you do. Your success becomes our success. Our success becomes, you know, our future success. If you understand what I'm saying, when we become successful, that means that our future generations will have successes as well. If we fail, I don't know what kind of successes they will have. Anyway, let's kind of move on. Give Gary a call, Fortitude Financial Coaching. The Constitution lessons, Constitution classes. As a matter of fact, I believe if you really look at the offerings and the type of education you can get from the constitutioneducation.us, then you're really falling short if you're not taking advantage of this. So, check it out, constitutioneducation.us. Timber Nation, you're looking for hardwood furniture? You're looking for really good quality? I mean, nothing speaks desk or table like 2 inches of solid hardwood. I mean, I can't wait to... This is not solid hardwood. And I can't wait to be able to knock on solid hardwood and say, can you tell the difference? I mean, that just sounds hollow. Anyway, go check them out. And as a matter of fact, if there's something you really would like, and as a matter of fact, if there's something that you'd like that you, let's say you don't want necessarily this monolith of bookshelves, but you can create kind of like segments of bookshelves and so forth to where you can say, I'd like this bookshelf, and then, you know, have the plans for the next one and the next one and the next one. And anyway, a lot of people use the same woods. I actually went with contrast, where you can kind of look at a very dark and a very light tones to create, you know, like, you know, horizontals or vertical different tones and so forth. Anyway, I'm sure that we'll get the pictures up, and I know that they want to have pictures on Timber Nation as well, because it was a big venture for them. They haven't done something like this, but they love doing custom work. So give them a call. Just go to timbernation.com. The phone number's right there, and you can order what they make, or if you need something unique, get what you need unique. There you go. Radio dust covers, you work hard, you spend a lot of money on electronics and equipment that needs to be protected. RadioDustCovers.com. We have our comment line, 425-270-5416. Now, the one thing I really haven't harped on, and because it was Thanksgiving, this really kind of came to mind, because I go, you know, I haven't said this in a long time. And first off, I cannot emphasize the importance of your birthright. I've really started, and as a matter of fact, when I did my presentation to the Constitution Party, I really pointed out that, you know, and we need to really start looking at who is entitled to be able to vote. I don't believe that just because you were born here as a U.S. citizen, you should be able to vote in our constitutional republic. I believe that you have to be equally committed to the Constitution. There are way too many people that just take our Constitution for granted, and there's way too many people that have actually bought into these other theories of communism, socialism, and other forms of government, anarchy, what have you, democracy. These things are repugnant. They're destructive paths. And the only way we're actually going to be able to get people to center themselves and get on kilter, get their feet solid on the ground, is by ensuring that before you vote, you have to take an oath of citizenship. Now, you don't have to, you know, denounce your allegiance to any other foreign potent and sovereign and all of that. But you do need to commit to supporting the Constitution. The only reason we have a government today is because of that Constitution. Not because of government, not because of the president, not because of the party, but because of the Constitution. And so if you want to participate, that's great. You got to take an oath. And if you start supporting government that is actually violating the Constitution and actually supporting the demise of this government and our Constitution, our liberties, and so forth, then you should lose your right to vote. You can be an inhabitant, you can still be a citizen, but you can't be a voting citizen. I believe that we have the technology to be able to classify people and say, okay, you're a property owner, you are a citizen that has taken an oath. Now, when it comes to representation and government, I believe that if for you to be able to vote for your representation and for those, like your elector, for choosing the president, you have to take that oath. Now, if you're a property owner and you haven't taken the oath, well, you should still be able to vote on the property measures, but you shouldn't be able to vote on the representation in government. Does that make sense? Because we can classify, we can put people into the, well, where they feel comfortable. I know many people that aren't even registered to vote because they don't want to participate in the jury process. That, are you kidding me? Seriously? So if you start understanding your responsibility in protecting that Constitution, then you need to start understanding that you have a responsibility in applying and utilizing petitions. you have a responsibility to start learning about common law. It's the law of every state in this union. It is the fundamental law, legal system in the union that we have. And so when we look at, you know, our legal system, you have to start understanding, or at least you need to start understanding, so that you can understand why it's important to go down that path of getting common law grand juries initiated, petite juries, these types of systems that common law gives us. You know, when you start looking at your right to a trial by jury of your peers, that is a common law system. And so when you don't have a right to a jury, that means a magistrate seals your fate. That means one man, the judge himself, is going to determine what's going to happen to you. That is civil law. Civil law is un-American, and it violates the Constitution. However, as you know, Louisiana still uses civil law. But bottom line, you need to start understanding what your role and responsibilities are with your petition, understanding why we need to start establishing common law grand juries and how they'll help us. And more importantly, you have to actually, you know, we all have to start adulting up. I don't want to say man up or woman up, but we all have to become adults and acknowledge the fact that we all need to be a part of that unorganized militia in every county. So, we're going into a break. When we come back, after these two promos, I'll kind of cover some of these things I haven't talked about in a long time. We'll be right back after this. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so again, if you really want to be a part of the solution, you actually have to start acknowledging that you have responsibilities, and you actually have to answer or step up to the plate. You actually have to live up to those responsibilities. And these aren't that hard, folks. We're not asking you to throw money at us. How often do you ever hear me say, give me money, or we need your support? Now, we point out really good patriotic companies. You're going to buy furniture? Go buy, you know, from Timber Nation. You need some financial support and advice? Go get Fortitude Financial Coaching. You know, so I mean, we have a small list of people that we are endorsing. They're not paid endorsements. And I don't ask anybody. I don't even peddle my books, because
I don't want you to start thinking that this is about me feeding myself. The Lord has blessed us. I don't ask anybody for support because we're at a point where we've been able to do what we can. Now, we've got our challenges. I have my health challenge. I don't know how long I'm going to live. But we have to live every day to the fullest in being able to contribute and do what we can to save liberty. So we all have this responsibility to step up. So we need to start working on getting an unorganized militia organized. I've got to finish the article. I know I've got to do that, but I haven't had a lot of time lately with doctors, presentations, and so forth. But it looks like heading into the holiday, GR is going to have some time to probably get a couple of, at least one article, maybe the second article done as well. Because the first article is about petitions and how to start using them and how to use them to build your county. As we've talked about this a few times, where you can actually get out there and start petitioning. And while you're petitioning, you can start recruiting people to getting active and involved. Now, we're not asking people to, you know, go out and carry guns into the woods on the weekends. We're not talking about that kind of militia. We're talking about citizens that are understanding this self-government that we have and holding government accountable by using the tools in the Constitution and teaching people about those tools, teaching people about their rights. These things are that important. So, anyway, let's not forget who our enemy is here. You know, we could look at it as the communists, we can look at it as the education system, but overall, it is Satan. It is Satan that is working to conscribe us and submit us to subjugation. He wants to control us. He wants to take away our liberty so that we basically lose our birthright in Christ. We don't want that to happen. I don't think anybody in the rational mind, when they realize what the heck's going on, they say, well, shoot, we don't want that to happen. Well, okay, it's not that hard. Get involved. Get informed and get involved. It's that simple. Now, as we start looking and as we start understanding, because I really don't care what you want to call the enemy. You know, I've just kind of put the big label on it. But whatever you want to call the enemy, you know, we do not have to contend on their terms. See, the whole time we've been told, oh, well, you got to talk to Congress. You got to get your federal government. No, we don't. The federal government doesn't have any responsibility to be involved in all of these things that they're involved in. We have to stop. We have to silence all of that. We have to stop all of the unconstitutional things going into D.C. That's how we keep the unconstitutional things from coming out. Bottom line, it is Republic Review that will actually do this, and I'm hoping that you start understanding the power that we possess as the citizens of these sovereign states. Start with your county. That's why we're talking county. As we start building unorganized militias throughout all these counties and start working together in cleaning up the local politics, guess what happens? We start cleaning up the state politics. And once we're cleaning up the state politics, we actually start cleaning up the federal politics as well. But you can't start at the top. You can't go and clean Washington, D.C. We have to clean our own yards first. Then we get deal with the community, and then we deal with the county. So that's why we have to start building locally in our local communities. So just keep in mind, we can't do this without you. And I'm hoping you start recognizing that it's not getting any better. It won't get better. It will continue to get worse. Even if we get Trump back in the office, it will not get better. Because the only thing that will actually make things better, because look, Trump was in office for 4 years, and all of a sudden, the first time in the first year of a progressive in president after Trump, Look at how far he's been able to go. Every single one of these things should have been dismantled. But the president of the United States doesn't have the authority to do this. Only the states do. This is why we're educating you. This is why we're helping you understand this cycle is not going to break until we break it. So, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. The fact that you're tuning in and the fact that we're getting the ratings that we're getting is a miracle to me. As I look at how many people are tuning in and as I look at, you know, where we're ranked when I go look at, you know, TalkStream Live and see how much higher we are than a lot of other talent on streaming, just streaming alone. You know, we are on the airwaves in a few of the markets in America. We're not just over the, you know, just an overseas type of broadcasting channel, but we, you know, as you hear, we're in Ohio. So let's really start working together. And if you need help, you got my number, 425-270-5416. Email me, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I want you to be successful, and I will do everything I can to help you be successful. Anybody that is hearing what I just said that knows me and has worked with me knows that that's the truth. So, one of the things we need to do is we need to actually start asking the questions of your state legislators and your county commissioners. Why is the state legislature not in an emergency session? You cannot tell me we are not in a constitutional crisis. With the federal government mandates and everything else, why is it that our representative government is not taking a stand and actually organizing itself to take on this federal government? Why are your state legislators so scared of the federal government? They only have powers to do certain things, and they can't, technically, they're not supposed to use their guns. They can't even enforce their own laws. So, let's start working together. Remember that old adage, united we stand, divided we fall. Now, one of the things that I forgot to say, that I have to do a go back, when we were talking about the 11th Amendment earlier this week, I believe it was this week, yeah, I think it was Monday, maybe, yeah, I think it was Monday, or maybe it was Tuesday. Anyway, when we were talking about the 11th Amendment and the minor changes that the 11th Amendment made, but it drew a clear line to say that the Supreme Court cannot construe that they have sovereignty and that they have jurisdiction over all of these cases, that is left up to the states. Well, the one thing I forgot to point out is that the Convention of State folks, and I have no idea who's funding them, and I really don't know, because I know that they're self-funded in some, you know, the people that are involved in it, they're contributing. I've met people that are paying, you know, $100 a month to be a part of, you know, this cause. And I'm going, wow, are you kidding me? But the fact of the matter is, I think there are other people that are trying to draw this because they want you to believe that this might actually be an opportunity to save us when it is a red herring. Fact of the matter is, when we look at the 11th Amendment, the 11th Amendment started getting ignored because they claimed that the 14th Amendment basically canceled it out. But there's no language in the 14th Amendment, not in the amendment itself, nor in Congress, that alluded to the fact that this wipes out the 11th Amendment, or this returns all the jurisdiction back to the Supreme Court as indicated in Article 3. No. So why is it that the federal government has basically placed and gotten away with placing the states as second-class citizens? There is no reason for this, but the point is that it doesn't matter what kind of an amendment you create. If you're not willing to enforce the law, the Constitution, and the amendments that we've already given them, then what's the point in trying to amend the Constitution? They're out to discard the Constitution. You're out to just make some changes? Well, that's okay. It's just another page that they'll discard with the other pages. But if you enforce it, it keeps them from discarding it. If you enforce it, it actually puts them back. It puts the genie back into the bottle. So I hope you're starting to get it. I hope you start understanding the importance of what we're doing and why we're doing this. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm really, 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 really fed up with the mainstream media. Everybody has to be with the trials and everything else that's going on and the way they just, it's like the constant. I mean, I wish they would just have somebody, whoever their anchors are and everybody that gets up and says their little piece to the narrative. I think that they all should be holding an axe to a grindstone and basically giving us the imagery, because that's all they're doing. They're only grinding axes and they're only being divisive and they're trying to divide and conquer. They're doing a great job to all of the lemmings and the idiots, but there's a lot of people that are waking up. And welcome to those who are awakened, not the woke. Anyway, we got another two promos coming up, so we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so as we look at the news, the media, the education system, we actually are seeing people. I have yet to see an organization actually go out. Now, because I'll tell you, protesting, you have no constitutional rights. But I would love to see an organization go and actually protest the news. Go shut your news down in LA. Go shut down the news in your major, whatever feeds the news in your state. A lot of red states, usually they get most of their news from the big populous center like Omaha, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, maybe. But I mean, there's real limitations. Not every little town has their own radio, or they may have a radio station, but they don't have their television. And so when you have a flaming left narrative for ABC, CBS, and the local channels, then go shut them down and, hold the signs up. We're no longer buying this crap. And then people go, wow, what the heck's going on? And so there you go. Now people will actually see that you're pointing to the source of one of the problems, because Social media is only one part of this element pushing social justice. You hear my promos on social justice. It is tantamount to socialism and or communism. Socialism is just a threshold that we cross into as we go into statism or communism. So with that, you know, that is the mainstream media is only one part of it. Education is another. And it's great to see all of these people actually getting involved. We want to start seeing everybody using First Amendment petitions demanding that the sheriff arrest your school board for allowing the peddling of pornography in your schools. If you have not seen the Planned Parenthood curriculum and the agenda, that stuff is pornographic. And it is illegal in every state to put that in the hands of a child. And our education, they're sacred. See, this I asserted this in my first book, and I'm only stating this in context of how I place this. Anybody that has read my first book, I talk about this national secular church that has been created, and the school system is their Sunday school, except it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday school. How do you think we're going to win a cultural war when you're not even taking your kids to Sunday school, but you're letting them go to their Sunday school, which is Monday through Friday? They're teaching them all of the godless doctrine necessary to actually pervert and convince your kids to be something that they shouldn't be, that they shouldn't be citizens of Christendom, citizens of this world that our Creator had created for us. Now, that's only another facet. There's the entertainment industry. And when we talk about the entertainment industry, you got the rock bands, you've got, you know, even the, I'll just say the video games. You also have professional sports. The NFL is continuing to support social justice. And so, in other words, all of these professional leagues, even the Major League Baseball went there this past year. I didn't think that they were going to go there, but they did. And I knew they would. I shouldn't have said that. I knew that they would because there's just too much money and they have too much influence. This is why we have to start putting all of these social justice warriors in their place. We have to openly rebuke these positions and tell them we're done. They'll never get a, we don't have television in our house anymore. We don't watch any of the channels because there's just too many shenanigans. It's just a waste of our time. There's no truth there. So we all have to openly rebuke these secular, godless positions. And social media is just as bad, right? Now, I have to admit, the only time I have ever been blocked in social media was just recently, and it was a conservative page. It was a constitutional page because I was actually speaking on the Constitution. I was actually speaking in behalf and in benefit of what I believe is the best way forward to take action and to actually prove that there are things that are being done by the Constitution Party. That, hey, you know, look over here. Look what the Constitution Party is doing in these states. That is a good thing. But I got blocked. So that's okay. Facebook hasn't even blocked me because I really try to stick to making everything about the Constitution. Now, actually, I did get one post removed by Facebook because I violated their community standards because I talked about hanging people for treason in accordance with the Constitution, and Facebook didn't like that. So, I mean, okay, I've had the back of my hand slapped once in the past how many years? Anyway, we have to all start being bold. We have to start being aggressive, and we have to be vigilant if we're going to succeed. These elitists poking the Constitution, they're all hypocrites because they are using their civil rights that the Constitution guarantees them so that they can destroy that very thing that protects them. Because once they discard this and establish their own, then they get to make up whatever it is that they want that they can say and tell you you can't say anything. And that is the epitome of tyranny. Okay, so anyway, what we want to do is we want to make sure that things aren't necessarily basis of race or the basis of anything other than the Constitution and liberty. Individual liberty, individual sovereignty. This is why we got to move away from these agendas and actually start really looking at, you know, what is constitutional, what isn't. Because remember, all of these unconstitutional things have one thing in common. They're all violations of the Constitution. Anyway, so as we start moving forward, let me just kind of just say we need to start, like I said, openly rebuking all of the social justice warriors, regardless of where they are. I think it's great, but I don't think the school board protests have the right tone. I think using First Amendment petitions and getting your sheriff there and having your sheriff arrest these people for violating the law. Actually, so this is what I believe your petition should say. I believe your petition should call them out to demand that they have a full recall and account for every piece of pornographic propaganda that they've pushed upon the kids. Every single piece needs to be accounted for. They need to get that back from the kids, and they need to get that back from the parents or what have you, wherever it's at. And they have to resign. And if they don't resign, then the sheriff needs to arrest them for actually violating state law by peddling pornography to the children in their school districts. This is kind of interesting. Now, what I want to do is I want to get into marketing. Because like I always say, you know, I look over the horizon and I see no glimpse of anything getting better. It's not going to happen. I'm not a clairvoyant. I'm not a prophet. I'm telling you the facts. The only way it's going to get better is when we start working together and we make it better, because it just won't happen on its own. Now, one of the things I wanted to report, and you'll probably hear some of these things coming up in other regions, in other geographical areas, but Seattle's mainstream media, Cairo, and I don't know if it's ABC, CBS, whatever Cairo is, Cairo actually reported that 55,000 kids have left the public school system this year alone. Wow. And that's in the state of Washington. 55,000 kids dropped out, or I should say their parents and the kids had it. They were done. Isn't that great? Isn't it great to live in America where we can actually vote with our feet? Some of us voted with our feet in leaving and abandoning these states that were just so tyrannical, like California. There is no reason why any decent human being would be living in California other than the fact that they just feel trapped. And I feel sorry for those people. I really do. Those people that don't believe they can get a job or they can't live life better. Apparently, I mean, you know, good weather and, you know, the beaches and skiing, you know, all in the same day is just that important. I don't know. I think watching your children be lost, becoming a part of the lost generation, I just don't see it worth it. But I guess we see things differently. Anyway, one of the things that we also kind of got into, and I just want to emphasize, when somebody tells you that a state cannot charge a person with treason, you know, you can charge a person with any crime. And as a matter of fact, you can bring that person back and that person can present their evidence in a hearing, whether that be a hearing in a grand jury or whether that be a hearing in court of law. We have this thing called due process. And treason, we need to actually go back to what the original founders and their version of what treason was. Because if you protested the whiskey tax, there were 24 people that were charged with treason and two were convicted. I tell you this all the time. Well, That was just protesting the whiskey tax. Look at what the heck's going on with our public servants and our congressmen. The states have all the authority and all the power to charge them with treason and try them for it. We'll be right back.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's kind of move forward. But what I want to do is I do want you to understand that, you know, we have to start getting involved. And we actually have to take a very bold stand. Now, when it comes to charging treason, anybody out there, anyone who claims to understand the Constitution, but they don't understand that right there in Article 4, Section 2, Subsection 2, where the Constitution does grant the power and authority to states to charge any of their citizens with treason and to extradite them back to their state. Doesn't matter if they're on the run. If they're not in that state when they charge them with treason, then they can have them extradited, especially Congress. And as a matter of fact, that's why I went through Article 1, Section 6, Subsection 1 of the, you know, Article 1, where it actually identifies that, you know, our congressmen are above the law unless they're being charged with treason, a felony, or even a misdemeanor. So, well, at least I may be wrong about the misdemeanor, but I know if they're being charged with a felony, and perjury can be a felony. Moral perjury is even worse. The problem is most people don't think we have the laws. I'm telling you, we have everything in the Constitution that allows us to do this. If you read Section 3 and you read the debates regarding Section 3 in the Annals, or not actually, it's in the Congressional Globe, and we have all of the debates right there for you to download off of the Reclaiming the Republic website. It'll be on the Red State podcast page, Red State Talk Radio podcast page. Just go down below all of the podcast links, and you'll find the PDF of the Congressional Globe debates on the 14th Amendment. Download it. It's about, 60 megs or something like that. So that's why it's, you know, I can't email it to you. Most emails kind of choke on that. So download it and read it. Read it for yourself. And then you'll actually go, oh, my gosh. Wow. This had nothing to do with just punishing the South. They wanted to actually ensconce into the Constitution this ability to hold our public servants accountable. So we actually have to move down this path of getting there. Now, we are a Republican form of government. And what that means is you have a right to representation. You have a right to representation. And nobody that has no right in your congressional district, in your legislative district, in your city, if that person doesn't live in that town, then they should not be able to influence your ability to have the information and, you know, have them promote who they want. You know, we don't care who they want. They've got their own representation. They can go ahead and select for themselves who will represent them. But these people with deep pockets, these corporations, they're buying our government, and that is repugnant to a Republican form of government. You don't have a right to buy my representative. You don't even live in my representative area. This is why we're huge in trying to help people understand what a Republican form of government is and that we have to make all elections local to keep the money from Washington, D.C. that, you know, that these senators and congressmen get. They can't bring that back. We cannot allow them to bring that back into the state so that they can buy their next election by buying up all these ads, by doing all of these different things, when that's not the support of the people that they're trying to represent. That's the support of the bureaucracy. That's the support of the deep state. That is the support of the opulent elite that is willing to spend that kind of money to get the government they want that will lick their boots. So we actually have to actually start demanding a Republican form of government. When you start putting things in context, when you're looking at something and it's about government, ask yourself, is this truly a Republican form of government? Why is it that lobbyists have access to your representatives in Congress or in your state when they don't even live within your legislative district? Isn't that wrong? They shouldn't have access. It doesn't matter what committees they're on. They're there to support the Constitution and the district that they've been elected to represent. That's what a representative government is. And when they start representing corporations and their contributors to money that live outside of and have nothing to do with their actual district where they got elected, then come on, folks. We've completely lost sight of a Republican form of government. Anyway, we need to actually stop tech companies from influencing and affluencing as well. Not just the rich, not just, you know, the Soroses out there. We know that Soros and progressives are playing these ground games and pumping money into these types. If we made elections local, these Soros organizations would be kicked out. They couldn't operate in your area. If they were operating, they would be arrested for violating election laws. Period. Now, the people that may live there, okay, that's one thing. But so here's the thing, and this is how you separate the Soros organization and money from a PAC being able to operate and create a PAC within your legislative district to influence your legislative district or congressional district. Because all the money that goes into that PAC has to come from within the legislative district. It can't be funneled. It can't be traced. And so, you know, if Soros came in and dropped off a suitcase of cash, you know, all of that would have to be explained, because the people that would be carrying that in, they would have to show that they've had that money. That money is coming in from what source or where. And it eliminates the ability to start polluting the elections. Corporations the same. So if you want corporations, and I honestly believe we want businesses to start contributing, but we want the businesses that have a say or want a say in their representation to be able to feel, you know, capable of doing that without having to throw out millions of dollars. We don't need those types of elections. We need representative government, not a government up for sale. And that's what we're dealing with, and that's what we have. Now, we have to start looking again at how protests and these other activities are an outright violation of our Constitution and the civil government that was instilled. Now, when we start doing petitions, we should actually start petitioning. Let's say you live in a city that allows these protests. You need to start petitioning both the county commissioners, the city council, as well as the state legislature, that they need to shut these protests down, these riots, these civil unrest. They have no right to doing that. A court has no right to rewrite the Constitution. The only way they can change and redefine what that right is through an amendment process. The court cannot make a ruling and make it law. They don't have that power. Sorry, but everybody wants them to have that power. I deal with these living document progressives who claim to be constitutional conservatives, and they get into these constitutional conservative forums. And I'm constantly backhanding them. I'm constantly putting them into their place. But if you're not looking, you have to start understanding that the court does not have unlimited powers. They can determine on things that they have jurisdiction for. But we got to start understanding that our governors, our attorney generals, and our jurists and all public servants need to be constrained from filing any matter in a federal court that is not within the jurisdiction of the federal court. And that means that it has to be tied to the enumerated powers only. They don't have any business with a case going into federal court over marriage or a case going into court over labor, you know, jobs, employment. They don't have any jurisdiction over minerals or over energy or over the environment. Do you start understanding how we can actually stop and choke this Leviathan? And that's just the beginning of it. The Republic Review actually shuts it down. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be pissed off. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be looking for, you know, who's the scapegoat that they can come after, because there's people that are doing all sorts of unconstitutional work, and they've been doing it for years, and there's people collecting a retirement check for violating the Constitution. Do you think America should be paying for that? I don't think so. If I was doing something that was a violation of the UCMJ when I was in the Marine Corps, then I could understand where I would not get my retirement. Well, just because we became ignorant, just because we believed these liars and soothsayers who told us we could do these things. Yeah, we can. We have all powers necessary and proper. We have the supremacy over all things. No, they don't. This is why we need the states to step up. And the most important part of all of this in this process, because what I want to do is I wanted to go through these issues. Now's the time to really talk about it, but I do need to do some marketing. So once I get through some basic marketing in our next show or two, then what we'll do is we'll actually drive into these issues. And definitizing the Constitution is critical. I have 1 second left, and we're basically done. What I wanted to do, and what I will do, is I will highlight this, because what we want to do is go into definitizing the Constitution before we get into the marketing. So with that, when we pick up again, we are going to go through what definitizing, how important this is. This is how we actually lay the battlefield out. I'm J.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.